Greetings. This is James Gillen with the As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got a great show. I've got a few announcements I need to get through with before we start. We've got, check out our event website, www.privateinvitationesetti.com to register for any of the upcoming events. This Wednesday, August 17th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Teleconference Healing Series continues with week three of meditations for recalibration, expansion, and contact. This is a weekly gathering that provides support, healing, community, and through the crazy times we're going through. We've got the next Skywatch weekend is August 25th, and we've got Clyde Lewis and crew from Ground Zero Radio, and they'll be at the ranch with their annual listeners camping Skywatch weekend. So you're welcome to join us. Last time Clyde was here, he had a little experience with our juvenile Bigfoot, and ran right up to him, skidded, stopped, said hi, smiled at him, and ran off. You know, so maybe we can get him to talk about that story. But we've got August 18th through the 21st, we've got Shannon Leisner, and she'll be presenting the Theta Healing Certification course. And if your higher self has been guiding you to step into your healing gifts, this is an excellent opportunity to get started. At the end of this weekend, you'll be certified as a Theta Healing Practitioner and be able to begin seeing clients. There's still some work trade opportunities available if you want to volunteer to reduce the cost of the workshop. Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 4th, Winston Srout will be doing Solutions in Commerce, and you know he's going to talk about removing commercial karma, and then also how to the new commerce in the fifth dimension, you know, and how things are going to be working in the future. So that's going to be a really good workshop. And also I'll be part of the ET Disclosure webinar taking place August 18th through the 21st. So again, you can see the website, and we've got all kinds of things. We've got September events, the Journey into Sound and Vibration Retreat, and Laura Eisenhower's Be the Shift Retreat. And again, just go to privateinvitationesetti.com to find out more about that. If you have any questions, email Ashley at esetti2016@gmail.com. Again, that's esetti2016@gmail.com. So now that that's out of the way, I wanted to say something. We've had just awesome, incredible weather up here at the ranch, and clear skies and beautiful activity, crazy ships happening. We got some incredible photographs of these massive light ships over the mountain that are cigar-shaped light ships. Some pretty amazing stuff recently, you know, a lot of power-ups and things like that. And we've been blessed with really clear skies, blue skies, just beautiful weather and everything. And actually, we just got blessed by a massive chemtrail barrage, you know, tonight, so we can thank our U.S. Air Force and the Illuminati and whoever is involved in that. I always tell people when the chemtrails end, that's when you're going to have, you know, the Republic restored and things like that. Well, folks, they're here, and obviously, they've got a lot of bugs to work out as far as restoring the new government. So anyway, we're hopefully they'll put an end to this nonsense, but it's quite a mess out there. We have the higher beings come in and clear the skies anyway for Skywatch, so it's a moot point when they try to stop what's going on here. It just doesn't work. So anyway, my guest tonight is Marina Jacobi, and she was born in Bulgaria during the communist regime. When she was 11 years old, her mom went to a medium and a psychic convention. Her mom, back from the convention with a couple of friends who performed an energy healing on her and told her that she could talk to spirits if she took a pen and tried to write with them. The only introduction to her was to be in a quiet space and let go of her thoughts and just let the pen go by itself. And in the beginning, her writing was slow and nothing was happening. To her amazement, after some time, Marina saw letters, words, sentences, and in time she was automatically writing with different beings from a different place. If she had a question, she was given suggestions, and it was almost like they were always guiding her, you know, to be good. And so she also started to have vivid dreams about relatives, which all came true, and that was the beginning of her journey into the metaphysical world. In more recent years, She began receiving complex formulas and diagrams on how to construct technologies, devices to enable human beings to heal themselves, travel to other dimensional realities, and teleportation, among others. Now Maria shares her unique wisdom, knowledge, and expertise in the public arena at conferences, teleconferences, and lectures. It's her life mission to bring these physical inventions to the material reality to benefit the human race and the planet. So you can find out more about Marina Jacoby's work at www.marinajacoby.com. So without any further ado, Marina, I want to welcome you to the show. Are you with us?
Yes. Hello, James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I know it's a little late over there. It's about 11 o'clock over there now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sorry for the time difference there. It's 8 o'clock here.
Oh, no problem. Very nice to connect with you again. We had a great time and with Ethan Fox.
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me that we have to, everybody that's heard us on the show together and things, they go, you guys got to get back together on the air again, you know, and I've had all kinds of people telling me that. So here we are, and let's see what unfolds.
Yes, I heard we had so many stuff that happened to us in a similar way. It was very interesting to hear your stories. I really appreciate your work. And it was quite liberating for me to see somebody that had a similar experiences. And because not a lot of people really discuss the stuff, and the stuff that I was hearing or the way they were taught me, it was so out there that I was afraid to talk to anybody because it was really out of the box. So when I heard when you were talking about the Anunnaki, the way I was told, or your experiences, the way they were teaching us the parallel realities were really, really, I was very happy to hear that because it really showed me that, I was on the right track.
Great. I know it helps me too. I always tell people, it's validation is awesome. I love validation. You shouldn't need it, but, we are human. And it is good when you don't have anybody else to talk to and your world is so outrageous, it's awesome to have somebody else that's having the same experiences to validate yours because, there's no mirrors here on this planet and to reflect back to you, who you are and what you know. And so it gets to be, a pretty lonely world down here.
Yes, it is. And a lot of times when they were teaching me this metaphysical teachings, it was just so look like so outrageous sometimes that you go into your shelf and you don't know what to think. And they would tell me, you exist with us. You're in a spacecraft now, but you're here and that you're raw and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh my God, if somebody really hear what I'm hearing, they would think I'm like, I've lost my mind. Until it was a lot of confirmation from different places. And I never really throw myself like blindly into all that to believe 100% in the beginning. But what was happening, they were always showing me that something was happening into my reality. If I don't believe them, I'll go and do research. And it would be literally like 5 minutes or maybe an hour later confirmation for whatever they were telling me. And that's how I started to... and I didn't listen a couple of times, whatever, I was told not to work, and every single time I would get in trouble, I finally had to listen because I knew that they were always there to help me.
Yeah, I do that quite often. I don't, I'll get some guidance, I go, no, and then I just go ahead and then I find out later, especially with people sometimes, they'll say, don't connect with this person, that's just going to be bad news, and then I just talk myself out of it or let them talk me out of it. And the next thing it's like, my wallet's gone or something,
Yes.
Or something James, it's like,
This is happening very often to me because when they talk telepathically, I'm sure you've noticed always the thought comes before you start thinking. It's already there. And because we are so programmed to challenge everything and we've been reprogrammed to reprogram everything right now, so it's very thin silver lining when they talk to you and your thoughts, and you have to learn how to tune in into these frequencies. And a lot of times you doubt yourself when you hear exactly don't connect and don't say anything because you really don't believe that that person could be really not nice to you. And until you find out in a situation, that's how we realize how everything works.
I know with a lot of the Palladian energy, one of the hard things that people are, you know, more in their Palladian in their soul than others, is that, you know, they just can't comprehend people lying to them or deceiving them or actually stealing or things like that. It's just not part of the reality. And so they get, you know, taken advantage of. They have a really hard time being down here, you know, and they have to kind of toughen up and harden up after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've experienced that a lot, because a lot of times, especially when I was giving from the Pleiadians the harmonic reactor material for the advanced technologies, it for them was important that I never went into regular schooling for metaphysics, and everything I was told and I was telepathically downloaded, it was just normal to me. I didn't question how is this possible, you know. Mm-hmm. So when the information comes through confirmation from other scientists, I have people from scientists from all over the world now connecting and saying, oh my God, this makes sense to me. What is that? The whole thing is that it's completely new knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. That regular stream scientists sometimes cannot comprehend that, or they don't want to listen to it because it's not so-called, I'm not so-called scientist. But again, Nassim Haramein never went to, you know, scientific school, and still mm-hmm. is one of the greatest minds, you know, there. So we can't deny the help that we've been given from the ETs. We have to open our consciousness mm-hmm. and our mind to perceive this type of realities. You know, you have to tune in into the structures.
I agree. I know some of the physicists I work with, we're working on some of the special projects we won't even talk about, mm-hmm. and things like that. And they had a whole different mindset. And some of the technologies that they created, we took regular top scientists, you know, NASA guys, mm-hmm. and to oversee these devices that they created. And one group, he had me oversee the group there, and he says, okay, keep an eye on them, you know. And he said, and he took this device and he ran it. It put out enormous amount of energy, took it all apart, you know, put it back together, let him see it. And he says, if you can figure this out, you can have it. and so they're in there for 2 days. I mean, I sat with them for like 2 days. And when I looked at the technology, what I saw, the chips and things like that, and I can't talk too much about it, was mm-hmm. an extreme spiritual symbols and things aligned in a certain way that actually tapped the zero point, you know, mm-hmm. and I got it spiritually. I understood it spiritually. I don't think I could recreate it, but I did understand it. And they never did figure it out. And they kept taking part and putting it back together. They just could not figure out how that thing generated so much electricity. So, and that's what Max said. He goes, you know, he goes, you can't. He goes, science comes to you. He said, this kind of science comes to you. You're not going to learn, you know, this science in school or out of a book.
It's very interesting you actually said that, because when they were talking to me, they said to me, you will not be able to download this type of material if you did not know it already. Because they said, remember, you are the one consciousness. We are part of this one particle. So if you start tuning in, and by laws, you know, the way you were saying, it's meant to be for you to do it. You just have the information. It's just there. I do not know how to put them together. But the funny thing is, if a scientist that is really with open mind in a proper frequency of consciousness, you know, they see that. The extraterrestrials, the high consciousness sees that. So they do want to interact. And so when I had a conversation with two scientists from two different countries at the same time, and we were talking about the device that they were learning. And it was very interesting, because everything they asked me, I gave them the answer, because the Council of Nine was telling them, you know, how they can implement that device. And I had mm-hmm. no idea what they just told them, what the Council of Nine told the scientists. So I turned around and I said, listen, guys, I really don't understand. What does that mean? So they told me exactly what it means, how it's implemented in a structure. And it was a very beautiful experience, because we were all interacting. There was no ego, and everybody was learning at the same time. This is a learning process. We cannot put ego in front of it because somebody has a title or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever I hear that, you know, people come up to me, and I've got a PhD, and I, you know, and they want to tell me all about, you know, UFOs and things like that, and discredit what's going on here. And I just say, I go, well, you know, so in college, did they teach you about UFOs? And they said, no. And I said, have you ever seen a UFO? And they go, no. And I said, do you know anything about who's on the ships and their culture and their technology? And they said, no. And I said, so how does this PhD come into play? And it really shocks them, you know.
That's right. I think at the moment, this is, I would say, the most challenging moment. But what they told me is not to worry about it, that through the structure, the way I was taught, the structure of manifestation is to just put the information there with no expectations, and the right people will always find me. Because The entire material of the harmonic reactor, I have a nanotechnology is coming. Every new material that comes in, I just post it and blast it in YouTube, because they told me if I do that, I put it into the collective consciousness. And then You infuse in that particular reality with this type of structures. So that for me was fundamental. So I started doing it. So when I finish, I'll post also the nanotechnology, which is another extension of the harmonic reactor for teleportation device, frequency and sound, quantum computer algorithms. All that is all connected to each other, and every single scientist can take a piece of the puzzle and implement it. And the funny thing is that this is life consciousness. The whole material is a life consciousness. Even if you read it, it's fifth dimensional structure. And it's very strange, because when you read it, it's almost like it's a mechanical talking. And I've noticed even sometimes my channelers are like 1.103 structure of something, especially meditations. It was very strange, but I realized that they were actually reconstructing the matter and the structure in the quantum field around everything. It's almost like imprinting something in a matter of our hologram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen beams come down here on East Eddy. And there are beams of light, and within the beam was all kinds of symbols that was being coded into the land here. And then it's right where we actually drilled the well and everything else. And so there's something major, and it's where I really want to do this healing center, put this work with a lot of water technologies and things like that. But it's funny when you see that, it's like, what I asked what they were doing, and they said they were preparing the land, they were coding, you know,
they
the
just
land
told
for
me,
this experience.
Yeah, they just told me you're not going to be able to do it for some time. Are you waiting for something? Is something going on with that? Because are you waiting for a budget?
Yeah, we're waiting
for
financing.
It's not
for
ready
one
yet.
Thing.
Okay.
And we're also waiting for, we have some of the technology. And we have to build, for the healing center part, we have to actually build the structure, the building, and then have the treatment rooms and everything else. But we have a lot of the technology already that's going to be working with, you know, plasma energies and things like that, and do some amazing alternative healing technologies. We have some of it. But, you know, there are technologies, I'm sure you've heard about it, where, you know, you can regrow a limb, and you can actually regrow an organ right inside the body. So, you know, rather than doing surgery and things like that, you can actually, you know, take care of things on, you know, with these devices. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. With these devices, the way it was in the harmonic reactor, I realized if you know the structure of the frequencies, for example, from 1 to 9, it shows in the harmonic reactor what each frequency does in the quantum field. And when you implement it, when you know to do that with a quantum computer algorithm that is there, it's coded, it has to be decoded, you can actually put this into the quantum computer just code and start manipulating the structure. And you can literally reconstruct, for example, if you want to... some kind of a dish or whatever that is, you can put the signature frequencies into that device, and literally out of thin air, you're going to pop up like manifest in front of you, whatever you need.
So it's like a replicator on Star Trek.
Replicate, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely the same thing. It's very interesting. Eventually, we are... absolutely able, our body of vessels of that structure. And once we raise the frequency in the consciousness, the belief system to certain understanding, then we can absolutely reconstruct and manifest this immediately. You know, but until that time, we need to grow.
Yeah. You know, you really think about it. You know, if you had a replicator, I mean, you could do anything. I mean, you could, you know, basically all you need is water. And if you've got a water source, you could probably even replicate the water, you know, out of thin air.
But, yeah. Yes. You know, yes. Yes. That's right.
It's just think how freeing that would be if all of your needs were met. You go, hey, I need a new pair of shoes, and you just take the energy signature of a pair of shoes, or need a new jacket. You know, you just replicate it. You know, and when you're done with it, you pass it on. You know, it's like it would totally, you know, end the hunger and the you know, people without food and shelter and things like that. It would totally put an end to all that.
It will be abundance, and I know that you can manifest right away, and there's a lot of way of manifestations the way I teach in my, you know, webinars, because they taught me the quantum structure of our existence and how you can implement your thoughts and your feelings, and you create this plasma so you can project it, and it's very mechanical. It's almost like a math, and if you know the structure, the metaphysical structure of our existence, you can manifest anything you wish to, because it's very precise.
Well, I've seen now I've seen Kesh has some technologies where recently he has these plasma generators, and I was watching them work, and they're amazing, and they're and he was saying that, you know, you can use these things for healing, you can use these things for generating electricity, you know, and create, you know, these, and he says once you understand what plasma's all about, you know, you can do just about anything with it. So we're on that edge right now with these things.
We are. They actually led me to Keshe for the plasma structure when they were teaching me the quantum structures. Because I know some people claiming that his devices are not working, but this is piece of the puzzle. I think maybe not everything is revealed, and maybe he's releasing step-by-step stuff, but I know that in the center of his teachings is really the truth about the quantum structure. Mm-hmm. And if people really pay close attention to that, will be great.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen is the people that really get into it and want to learn how the system works and add their consciousness to it, then things work. But if they just want to buy something and have it all done for them, they seem to be having problems with these devices.
Yes, because the way is in the harmonic reactor, the way they told me, it's a life consciousness and is actually mimicking your structure. You're working with the God particle, basically. You're working with the God source, with all the energy that is out there, and it's mimicking everything, your thoughts, your feelings. Even I was told that every scientific team that goes into working with this type of structure, especially when you go into the nano, you have to get in. First, you have to meditate, put yourself in very positive, accepting state of joy and everything else. And then you can get in and start working with these devices. Mm-hmm. It will shut down, will not work otherwise.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. And I mean, I've been seeing that here recently. Like when we do these counseling sessions, we've always had really good success with it. But every once in a while, we get someone that comes in and they are just refused to let go or accept any kind of a new paradigm. And really they don't realize the universe is just saying as you wish, you know, it's like, and so they come in with that attitude, and no matter what you do, how much energy you throw at them and everything else, they just are not going to get it. Go ahead.
One of the metaphysical teachings that they were telling me was you can think of something if it doesn't exist already in a structure. You have to know the frequency itself first in order for you to be able even to think about it. So everything is at the moment. So you co-created the moment, but at the same time is already created because there's no time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I've seen is people are creating, you know, whatever programs they're creating, victim roles or whatever else, and they want to stay. They really don't want to heal. They want to stay in that program because they're getting either emotional support or financial support or something from playing that role. But here, I think with this new technology, it's almost forcing people to take responsibility and be accountable for, you know, the world that they've created or are chosen to incarnate into for various reasons. And if you don't do that, this technology just seems to evade you.
It's already happening because I know I heard you heard about the recent post of the 11 dimensional beings. I've heard that they contacted you. It was unbelievable. We like having synchronicity with you all the time. And it was just out of the blue. I just got contact, and Council of Nine told me, Marina, this is the 11 dimensional beings. We gave a permission, and it was all about that we were liberated. The grids are completely fixed. They're working in full capacity. That nobody can mix up in the structure anymore. And there were messages of people were asking, well, how come I see negative stuff happening? And they actually came back and explained to everybody. I posted another message from the 11 dimensional being about manifestation, that if you allow and believe in your belief system that this type of structure exists, you're allowing this type of negative stuff to exist in your hologram because you're projecting your hologram. So if you don't want them to be there, tuning into positive feelings, positive thoughts, create this plasma and project that into your hologram, and you have to crystallize it. You have to do this moment to moment to moment in order to manifest this reality. Even if you see that something is out there that is still showing you, it's simply another TV screen in your hologram, and you're picking bits of pieces of everything. You can choose which reality you want to be.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of clearing here. It's amazing because they'll do this chemtrail program, and we've had just beautiful skies here. And then tonight and yesterday they kind of started, but tonight they just like triple layered us with these chemtrails. And I'm seeing they're already dissipating right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you get enough people focusing on it, what happens here is the vortex opens up and they all push out, and they just, and we have this beautiful hole in the sky. And then I have some other devices here as well, you know, that are.
But you being helped, they just said you being helped. And not only that, but they're saying that, they're saying, what is that with open hole in a structure? Somebody is pulling this out. That's what they're saying right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the beings here in the vortex. And when you work with it, work with the vortex energies and stuff, they come in and they help out. You know, you put the intention out there, and enough people are doing it, pretty soon the nature reacts to that.
But they were also saying to put an exception, that when you see this happening, just accept that you're seeing simply another screen of reality. And then tune in that no matter what, you know that you're great. And you start crystallizing and shifting and pulling to another parallel reality that no longer they will exist, because you end up raising your frequency above the negative structure that they exist in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really hoping they were done with that, because we had a 3-week reprieve, you know, from it. And I go, oh, finally, you know, finally we get back to nature and everything. But, you know, I think I know that this whole paradigm, this fourth 4D and 3D program, you know, where the power of others and greed and all the other nonsense is totally collapsing. The Archon network is just totally being torn apart. And I just think this is their last ditch effort to try to hang on, but it's fruitless, you know, it's not going to.
Yeah, it's very interesting you said that, because the first time when they start, when the hybrids came in, they start teaching me about the metaphysics and telling me stuff. The entire year I was watching anything can possibly be about the cabal, Carrie Cassidy, and they never stopped me watching this. They wanted me to know what was really happening. I had anger and cries, and I couldn't believe it, and all the stuff. And that anger went into complete numbness, then went into understanding. And in the meantime, they were teaching me the metaphysical structure. How can you manipulate that reality? And once I've learned enough, then they told me, okay, now, Marina, you need to let go now, accept what is happening, because it's part of evolution. Now start implementing all the knowledge of shifting the realities and implementing everything that we taught you by accepting it. And I start doing it and start working like a charm after a while, because you start recalling this knowledge. It's all there. So now I'm just tuning into the positive, and I see stuff and I say, I understand, I appreciate you showing me that, and I just move on and only positive. No matter what I see, I always think that this is part of the process.
Great. Yeah, I like to send a surface-to-air missile up there with loving detachment, you know?
So, yeah, you're very funny, James. I would
but, do. They didn't give me one, unfortunately, but they told me that. Just give me a beam ship with a teleporter, a full bank of lasers, and I'll take care of business down here. And they said, that's exactly why you don't have your beam ship.
That is funny. You know what I wanted to ask you? I had a very strange experience the other day when I was in a location. I was with my son. I had to do something with my son. And I know you have your extraterrestrial sometimes appearing to you, right?
Yeah.
But did they ever appear to you in a physical form, but they look like a humans, but you know that the consciousness is of the ET? Have you had that happen to you?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Oh, because that's what happened to me. They literally told me, Marina, we're coming to see you in very briefly. And I said, oh, yeah, right. And what are you going to look like? And he said to me, he was the Pleiadian connection that I have. Well, I'm going to be 6'2 with blue eyes and blue shirt. And I forgot about it. 5 minutes later, two people come in. And sure enough, the second person looked exactly the way it was described. And it was telepathically talking. But the person itself did not really pay attention to me. But I can hear him talking as a consciousness. It was very interesting. Did you have the same thing happen?
Yeah, I have. I have seen that.
It's been great.
Kind of blown me away when some of it, you know. And it usually is very brief, you know. They don't spend a lot of time down here. And I think just because it's dangerous for... Not so much for them because they're protected, but for you, you know.
No, what he told me is because they're preparing for physical contact, and they said you need to learn to withhold my frequency. That's what he was saying. And they showing in order for you to start slowly accepting the frequency. So you don't pop out of orbit, you know, when you don't want to evaporate if somebody comes in with a strong and higher frequency. It's not possible.
Yeah. And well, I've seen that over and over again. They've talked a lot about that, how most people just couldn't handle their frequency. And when you stand in front of them, you know, all their stuff comes up, all their fears and just everything seems to hit the fan. So basically, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things that if you haven't done your homework and cleared up all your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience and you have a lot of fear, you know, they can't really be in your presence because it's really hard for them. And it's also all your stuff's going to come up. So it's up to us to rise to the occasion and get clear, you know, so we can have these contacts.
Well, right now, everything is coming to the surface. Everybody that has a personal dramas or issues or whatever is coming, even if it's one little lie that you end up putting to somebody, it's coming to the surface because they told me there's no difference between big lie and a little lie. It's the energy. Energy is energy. It's not bias. You have to just know that you have to be passionate and honest because then you put in that frequency into the field and it's coming back to you this way. So that's how they taught me.
Yeah, and I've seen, too, that with a lot of people who are, you know, very wise people, they've been very high up on the food chain, you might say, in spiritual practices, and well-known people are just losing it. And what happens is, and it blows me away because, you know, you go, look, let's get back to the basics. Like, if you have an emotional charge here, it's most likely your stuff. And the other thing, too, is that if you're really focused on, you know, putting a lot of energy into not acknowledging something, you can't just let something go, then there's something there. And it's all about monitoring the self. And I've just seen people on the highest levels losing the ability to self-monitor and go into the projection and blame. And they actually end up, you know, disqualifying everything and their own experience, you know, their own spiritual growth.
Because I think it's fear. I've seen that in people.
Yeah, and it's people that it shocks you when they do. You go, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, I thought this person was was really advanced being.
But it's almost become like a cult group. I heard somebody was telling me they were so advanced in knowledge and everything became, they're more powerful, who's going to be in this group and who's going to be in that group. They were pointing to each other, who is more important. And she said that, and all of a sudden went into this cult group that everybody was more important than them. You know, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we have to ground ourselves really when we do stuff, not to be like we more than somebody else. I was grounded just a couple of days ago when I had an experience and I didn't like what the person was saying. And I was going, what am I doing here? You know, I don't like what this person is saying. I look unprofessional. And sure enough, they stopped me right in my tracks. And they said to me, be careful what you're doing. You put in your ego here. We want you right now, even if it's one person, to put all your passion and all your joy and all your love. And even if it's one person listen to you, to do your best. And I fixed myself right in and I end up doing it right away. And I love the fact that I don't have a deep trance channeling. I can just talk. And if I do something wrong, they just guide me through the day. I can be walking in a living room and they will say something to me that needs to come or I need to do. It's almost like constantly channeling. I can talk all the time. It's always in my head.
Great. Yeah. And, you know, people ask me to say, well, you've ever been contacted? And I said, well, I don't know what it would be not being contacted.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Because, you know, it's like
the same thing. Yes.
Yeah, they're always there. You know, it's just a matter of focusing on them and putting your intention out there. So it's like, you know, that's what blows me away. You know, these guys, they keep saying, you know, we're going to have contact in 2025 and, you know, this and everybody, you know, NASA will say that and then everybody will jump on the bandwagon and then the channels will come out and go, 2025, we're going to have contact. And so they get this big mindset going in this direction. And then they don't even have so go, wait a second, let's back up. You know, contact has been going on even before Egyptian times.
That's right. Yeah. You know, we're made from them in the first place.
Yeah,
you know?
600,000 years ago, we had contact. So it's like, when is this nonsense gonna stop? You know, where they keep trying to, you know, project this.
And have you heard lately different stuff like we should, they deciding what technology should be released and what technology should not be released? And I'm going, wait a minute here. Who are you to decide what technology should be released to humanity? Let humanity take the stand and chance and let it be. Don't make decisions for the entire race, because you cannot make a decision for somebody that is not being awakened or aware of what you have. Educate us. Educate humanity in a proper way. Don't hide it. And you be the one to decide when everything should be released. That is wrong. Because if this was the case, none of this right now would have been channeled and came out. And it's not only me. There are a lot of people that do stuff like that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing right now there's devices coming out in garages all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing devices, everything from running engines on water to other, you know, zero-point technologies. And so there's no way this is going to be stopped. It's going to come out. And, you know, and same thing with all the healing technologies, too. I mean, it's going to come out. I mean, they are putting up resistance. And they are kind of, they've been, you know, like with some of the GCMAF and some of the other incredible healing formulas, you know, they've killed about 30 doctors trying to stop this. But it's still happening. It's still coming out all over the world, and they're not going to be able to stop it.
No, it's almost like a mushrooms popping everywhere. It just, they're not going to be able to stop. And especially now when they said that the grid is completely fixed for manifestation, we can manifest anything we want. Nothing can stop us. So please have no fear. Just implement positive and everything else will come through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they told me is that we're walking through the dregs of time. You know, it's like, a lot of this stuff is already done. It's already been fixed and it's already been manifested, but we're just walking through, you know, the time right now. It's just like catching
up.
Did
they tell you any time, any stuff for certain timing or stuff like that?
You know what they told me is they said that, you know, they talked all along, and I've gotten a lot of crap for this, but I told people for so long that the Mayan calendar and and we're using the Gregorian calendar to figure out where we are in the Mayan calendar, and that 2012 was off by 5 years. And so Mark Anthony did not take his role as Caesar for over 5 years. And so there's a 5-year discrepancy in our time. And 2017 is actually 2012. And so we've been building up to this event. And what I'm seeing is this year and up to 2017 is when everything is going to really bust.
I'm getting the same messages too, but I know that 2012 was a threshold of energetic field. Yeah. That's what I know.
Well, yeah, it was beginning. It was kind of a little bit of a kickoff in the beginning, but it wasn't.
Yeah, that's right.
And it wasn't like, it wasn't the light switch.
It was just the beginning of something.
Yeah. And so the real big changes were going to be happening, you know, around 2016 and 17 and on out. So it's like, that's the information they've been giving me all along, and it's been, you know, we're in it right now. It's obvious we're in
change. They were talking about the monetary system.
Yeah.
And they were saying, if anybody watch our video with Ethan Fox, we both talk a lot about our experience with that. And, you know, so guys, please watch it. It's a really interesting interview. And the preparation is completely different for, you know, everybody, depending on the belief systems, you know, that we have and whatever your timeline is. So I'm completely okay with it. And I'm saying whatever comes, it comes, and I'm okay. And I'm just going by the flow, because they never, I said, well, how come you're not giving me exact days? Because people were asking me dates, and I said, they will not give us a date. Or specific timing, because there's so many changes that if something must be delayed or move forward, you're going to stop trusting them just because of simple date.
Yeah.
It's not fair of all the work that they've been doing, and they've been helping the entire humanity to discredit all the work that they've been doing.
Yeah. And that's what I've seen too over and over again, is that it's not a matter of you know, time and things like that, because what's happening is that there's a sequence of events that has to happen, and they happen when it's time, you know, and it has to do about consciousness and shifts in consciousness. So we want to nail things down on a calendar and put it down, you know, at 4 o'clock, you know, on December 15th and this, whatever, you know, and it just, the universe just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, they were saying also that no matter what somebody tries to do, there will be exactly the way you say, a series of events that no matter what the negative side will try to do, it will be stopped. There will be such a synchronicity happening that no matter who is trying to do what is not going to be allowed in a new structure.
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Yeah, and they told me that too. All their plans are just, you know, it's like man plans.
It's going to be blockage every
time. Yeah, yeah. And that's what's happening. And I know they're dropping like flies too, because they're not frequency specific to the ascension process and where the earth is going. So their kingdoms and their realities and their physical bodies as well aren't doing too well with this shift. Hey, have you noticed
the physical body? Yes.
Yeah. What I noticed too is that the deceivers and, you know, whatever you want to call it, the clones, you know, the clones, the people that are using technology to, you know, cloaking technology or masking technology, all that stuff is failing right now.
It's failing. You know why? What they said is because it's not resonating in fifth dimensional structure and above. They cannot match the frequencies to go to higher realms.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people get upset about this, but the queen actually said, you know, she said, no, I'm not human. And one day people will have to accept me in my true form, you know? So, you know, she came out and made a statement like that. So, I mean, what is that?
When did
you?
She make a statement? I didn't see
Not
that.
Too long ago, because a lot of the people that work for her were all coming forward and saying that she wasn't human. And they're all, and so somebody hit her with a question and she just said, you know, like, no, I'm not human, but one day, you know, well, Earth will have to accept her in her true form. Well, I don't think so. I think
well,
it's
you know what, James? I will say to her, good for you. I'm moving on. You do whatever you want in your reality.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And so that's what I'm seeing. Like, not only just the, you know, the shapeshifters and the cloaking technology and the other stuff that they've been using for so long, and the even the the other technologies are just failing, and it's not gonna. And also too, the people that are possessed with these evil forces, whatever you want to call them, the dark forces or the archons, the people that are possessed by them are losing their hookup, their connection, and they're failing. Their bodies, it's like the puppet is losing string after string, and pretty soon it's just going to collapse.
Yeah, they can withhold the structure. I had somebody that contacted me, and she was trying to ask me for selling soul of planets and all that, and I literally saw blank, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not seeing anything. It's like a white wall in front of me. I'm not tuning in into this type of structures, this type of energies. I'm all about helping technologies and metaphysics and how we can do the structures, but I'm not tuning into structures that is not relevant at the moment, because in order to move forward, you have to implement the new structure. We already know what's happening here.
Yeah.
I don't have to stay in this negative structure.
Yeah. And I've seen too, that's the one thing that people are going to have to get used to is, you know, there's two big fears, and one is fear of change and the unknown. Mm-hmm. Those are the two biggest fears. And, you know, we are going to go through so much change so fast, and it's happening so quickly, and we're going into the unknown. And so we need to stop with the fear about the unknown and start getting into creationary mind and create the future, create what we want to experience, versus, you know, being in reactionary mind and just reacting to whatever comes along.
I had a very, people may think that because we do stuff like this with you, you know, we don't have it through a hard time. And I'm sure I know your story and you know mine. We had a very difficult time in our personal lives. And it doesn't mean because, you know, I have a contact with them, they're not letting me learn my own lessons. When I learned my lesson, I really have a very difficult lessons, because if I'm aware of something, they will say to me, you should have known better. So now when you get a smack in the face, you really get a smack in the face. You know?
I agree. You know, yeah, people think we sit up here and do yoga and om.
Yes,
and
yes. Oh, no way.
We're in nirvana, you know, 24/7. And it doesn't work that way, because we have to go through all the same things the other people have to go through to understand, you know, what it is and gain the wisdom from it and get on top of it. And some of the challenges, you know, with myself, I've had extreme health challenges. They've almost taken me out. And I had to experience all the chemical warfare going on and the chemtrails and the psychotronics and the, you know, the microwave technologies that they're using. You know, I had to experience all of that, and my body got pretty taken out by it, but now I'm getting back on top of it and healing.
But
it's not, it's like they don't realize there is a war going on. There is a spiritual war going on, and the people on the cutting edge are the ones taking the hits, you know.
Yes, because even in your personal life, they will not tell me anything until I really, really work hard, and that's all I'm hearing. Accept the situation is lesson. So at the moment now, if I hear accept the situation is lesson, I just know I have to think I'm a hologram, and I have to go through it like I'm watching a movie without complaining, without doing anything, because then I'm going to put a resistance in my hologram and I'm going to shift my reality to negative outcome. And I don't want to do that. So just recently I have to go through something like this. My son was so sick, you know, and the whole time nobody knew what was happening with this child. And the whole time, the only thing they told me was one thing of the results, and never told me what really happened. So finally it's all back on track. But don't people think that we kind of helped all the time? No, we help when we put so much work, because in order for me to tell somebody what to do and to learn the structure, I have to go through it first in order to teach other people.
Yeah, and how's he doing now? I know we've said a lot of prayers and done a lot of healing work for him.
Oh, but thank you. Somebody told, yes, he's doing great. Thank God. He has a gluten intolerance, and it takes years and years to find something like this, and we end up in a hospital. But thank you, God. Thank you so much for praying and everybody for doing this, because they had a lot of help with that. But I wasn't helped. I was helped only they told me, oh, he was anemic, and they never told me that he had a gluten intolerance, because they told me that I have to learn my lesson, and that's my lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really finding out more and more that I hate to say it, but the regular mainstream doctor program and things like that is just so inefficient. They don't even know what they're doing. And
Oh my God, yeah.
the drug companies write the books and they said, okay, if you have this and this, do this and this and this, and the drugs aren't working, it's just totally going down in flames.
I
And it
had a
needs.
pediatrician. Yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a pediatrician that did not know what probiotics were. It
Wow.
would not give me probiotics, and probiotics is actually is another organ in the gut flora that is actually healing and is a bacteria that is helping your gut flora to stay healthy. And if you take a lot of antibiotics, you lower it, the antibiotic is killing not only the bad bacteria but also the good bacteria. So you're losing your natural probiotics, and there's no way you can get them back just by food. You have to enhance them with probiotics, and one of the best probiotics that I know, it's called VSL3.com. You can find this in Costco. So every time you want to boost up your gut flora and you have some kind of issues, use that probiotic because it's really one of the things that recover my son. And I know this from experience.
Yeah, it's amazing how the allopathic doctors aren't doing too well, but all the naturopaths and the other health practitioners they're bringing in the other stuff are just thriving right now. And I know the FDA is scared. And one of the things I'm not going political, but one of the things I heard Trump say that he was going to go after the head of the FDA and the head of the EPA. And arrest them and just take them out. And I just said,
He's
I'll
taking
just stop.
everybody out.
Yeah, he's freaking everybody out, which is that's I guess that's his role. But I'm going, all right, finally somebody's just calling it out like it is, So,
Yeah, I
that's
know, but you know what they told me about that? So because I was asking, and they said that it's not going to matter who is going to be the president. I don't know why they say that, but this was the message.
Yeah, I do. I know why. Because basically they're the United States Corporation or Inc. is totally defunct. It's out of there, and so we have to totally set up a whole different system and restore the republic and things like that. And it's in the works, and it'll probably happen before the election. And so, and
It could be, yeah,
there's
because they said a
yeah.
lot of changes.
And there's already a military coup in place, that is cleaning house on a lot of this stuff. So that's what I've seen is what they're talking about is that it's not going to be business as usual, and we're not going to have the same old programs. It's going to be a completely different program, which
Yeah,
it's.
that's what they said, the same thing they said. So I simply accepted it, and I said, you know what? I'm not gonna be worried who is hiding or disappearing with the emails from their computers, or who is getting the Mexicans out of the country. And
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going, oh my God, you're getting the Mexican out of the country. I love them. They're such a hard workers. You can't just,
Yeah.
but whatever, whatever they want to do, I
Yeah.
think they're very hard workers, and I think we should appreciate it because I'm a foreigner in this country. I come with nothing. I came with $600 in my pocket and no English. I know what it is to survive, and I have not seen more hardworking people than the Mexicans in this
Yeah.
country.
I
And
agree.
they're the backbone of this country. If you get all the Mexican out of the restaurants, this country is going to crumble in a day.
Oh yeah, I mean
Nobody's going to
lettuce.
be eating in the restaurants.
I know lettuce is going to cost like $50 a head,
Yes.
So, but anyway, hey, we're hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Is the best way for people to get in touch with you is through the website?
It's definitely through my website, www.marinajacobi.com, and they can book a session or talk to me via Skype, or I have a phone number that they can contact me, and we can talk meeting.
Great.
Thank you
Awesome.
so much for having me, James. I love you.
Yeah, we'll bring you back on again. I know there's a lot more we can cover, so I can't thank you enough for coming on this show. And unfortunately, we're out of time.
No problem. Thank you. I had a great time. Thank you.
All right. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Stay in the heart. That's where your power is. That's where your soul is, which is connected to the source. Watch the skies. There's a lot going on. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.